This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. More than 5,400 children, most of them trying to escape street gangs, extortion, and sexual assault in El Salvador, have applied to join their parents already in the United States legally. So far, the Department of Homeland Security has interviewed only 90 of them, and lengthy procedures for getting airplane tickets and processing paperwork have delayed those applications being approved. No one has been approved. In a proposal to upend campaign financing laws in Wisconsin, which has led to a criminal investigation of current Governor Scott Walker, one proposed measure by the Republican majority would make clear that independent groups that take sides on issues but do not explicitly call for voting for a particular candidate may indeed coordinate with political campaigns. According to a report released by the Census Bureau in August, carpooling fell to a low of just over 9% in 2013. The last year for which numbers are available, from nearly 20% in 1980. About 76% of people who traveled to work drove alone in 2013, according to the report. Ride-sharing apps for new services in various cities seem to be reviving the practice for many. The European Union economists predict that the influx of 3 million migrants over the next 3 years will give the EU an economic boost of a part of 1%. Bizarrely, some organizations can compel their customers and employees to resolve disputes in arbitration proceedings bound not by state or federal law, but by religious edict. In the United States, Obama administration reminded states that they cannot legally restrict access by low-income people to revolutionary cures for liver-wasting hepatitis C infection. Federal Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services also sent letters to several drug manufacturers requesting details of what they're doing to make their medications more affordable. Among the companies getting federal letters was California-based Gilead Sciences, maker of market-leading Harvanani. Just 158 families have provided nearly half of the early money for efforts to capture the White House. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee have been pushed off the main Republican debate stage. Senator Lindsey Graham and former New York Governor George Pataki have been pushed off of the undercard debate completely. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.